Today, If You Hear His Voice by Lynette Kittle, read by Kelly Jane McLean. Today's Bible verse is Hebrews 3:15. As has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Have you ever had God speak to your heart about an issue, maybe multiple times, yet you keep thinking you'll deal with it or make it right later? If so, did you know every time you ignore his urging, your heart may be hardening towards the Lord? And by delaying to submit to his will, you are risking being able to obey him in the future concerning the matter? It's easy to think you'll take care of it when it works better in your schedule or you're ready to turn away from the situation, but Scripture says you may not have the opportunity. As well, do you know that God views your delay in submitting as you're testing him because you aren't yielding to his leading? Throughout the Bible, God urges to not put the Lord your God to the test. Scripture describes how the Israelites, through their disobedience in the wilderness, tested and tried God for 40 years. It explains how the errors in their hearts caused them to go astray and become hardened towards him. Doing so cost them missing out on enjoying the good things God had prepared and planned for them. Matthew 4:7 tells us that in the wilderness, during Jesus' 40-day fast, Satan tempted him to test God, but Jesus reminded him of what Scripture states. It is also written, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Maybe you thought you could try various things labeled off limits because you could stop anytime you want to end it, thinking you'll have the strength to make that decision whenever you want. It's what the enemy of your soul wants you to believe, that you are strong enough to play around with disobedience and be able to give it up anytime you feel like it. But Proverbs 5:22 tells us that the truth is, sinful deeds have a way of ensnaring individuals, and the cords of their sins hold them fast. Psalm 40 verse 12 tells us how easily this scenario can happen to an individual. My sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. Galatians 6, 7 through 8 urges you to not be deceived in these matters because a person reaps what he or she sows and whoever sows to please their flesh reaps destruction. So if you find yourself today in this situation, is there any hope? Is it too late yet? Hebrews 3, 7 through 8 says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Turn to God, cry out as David did in Psalm 40:13, saying, be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. Know that the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love, like Psalm 145:8 tells us. Find comfort in knowing Jesus is able to empathize with our weaknesses, as he was tempted in every way, like us, yet he didn't sin. 1 John 1:9 states, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Take this opportunity, this very minute, to make things right with God. Don't risk losing this moment when your heart may be softened to obey him. Don't take for granted you'll have another time to do so. Recognize your responses to God's leading matter to him. Take into prayerful consideration the cost of your decision, how the good things God has planned for your future may be in jeopardy.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.